Zavin, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph, Azavin Atar, Shiyashu B'sina. Azavin, they were in the boat. Oy be'asta, what's an asta? Zavin, Katada,
just one.
Asta is be'par, be'raf soda. What's that? Be'raf soda. What?
Jeroboam.
That's what it is?
I think so.
So let's forget. We have to do it then. To waste time on this. To waste time on this. Translate. It's called
Beraf. We have this word in Brachas.
What? I don't know. I never heard this word before. What are you talking about? Raps as a raft. Raft. Raft soda. Wow, you're so smart. You know everything. A genius.
Such a genius.
Let's write this down. Rift. R-A-F-T. Rift. Fair say he's running on an animal. An animal bends down. It's bent. Tachas beneath harechev the rider. Even though the clothing shein big de hatahar noigim big de hazav, case they're together, sitting together. A zav and a tar are sitting on a boat, a sfina.
They're not touching each other.
So therefore, the big de hatahar, the clothing of the tar to name mishum mirdas hazav vehim avatuma. It moves, it shakes.
He's scared that they might have touched or something?
They might, that's what it says. Dora, not Dora, Shema Dorash. Doras means to press. Doras is all may have rubbed against. Doras means to trample upon. To step upon, so I guess the pressure. It needs to apply pressure. Touching is not sufficient. Doras has a connotation of there's an application of pressure, physics, application of pressure. Al bidei atar v'yesh mivarei matam shechayshim shema hichli atar sazav. Maybe hichliya v'nid lahazav the seesaw case. Maybe shem hichli atar sazav v'nid lahazav al bidei atar. He pushed them up, and then the zav was above. The zav was on top of the tar. Hilka chabagodim tmei midras. Echriya means, it sounds like echriya means the scale, the seesaw. If they're sitting together, we learned the previous Mishnah that if the zav goes down, shem echriya
tmei zav. Is this yours?
Yeah.
It's a fancy, you buy fancy stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Shem echriya tmei zav. Why are you moving back from me?
Oh, you just listening.
Shem Hechuya. Hechuya, it went like this. Hechuya, it goes up like this. If the tar goes down and the zav goes up on a seesaw, what were we doing in the previous Mishnah? You have a seesaw, right?
Yeah. If they're on a seesaw, we said if they were on a seesaw, on
and
the
one
same
goes up,
cat.
One goes down. Yeah. So, and one goes up, one goes down. That's also the mitam. It's when you're on a boat.
Yeah.
It's inevitable on a boat.
It was up and down, have up to do down. With anything.
Because we learned yesterday.
Well, yesterday we learned also on a Mishkav, right?
Right. So this is the Mishkav. The donkey, that's what we learned.
Because you're on the same, bench, that's why.
Right, and if one goes up, one goes down. If you
so
just sit
it has with, nothing to do with
no,
up and down.
No. If you're on the same bench.
What does it have to do with up and down? What does up and seesaw have to do?
That's what we learned in the previous Mishkav.
Yeah, well,
the previous Mishkav is a special halacha. I don't know.
Why?
That's what the Xeris HaKasav. That's what we learned yesterday, previous Mishnah.
What does the seesaw do to entail that the guy's going to get?
I don't know, because the pressure, there's an application of pressure from one to the other. If you are sitting on a flat bench, it's level, okay? You have a bench, like this, as well, like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, so on.
And the zav is sitting here, yeah. And the tar is sitting over here.
Yeah.
Is the tar tamei?
No, yeah.
Not, no, he's not.
We said on Mishkav of Mavaisha.
No, it's not his Mishkav Mavaisha. This is a bench, it's for both of us.
Yeah, but
it's... Zav is sitting here, and you're
sitting
here.
There.
It's... I don't know. It seems not. It's, you have to go sit on the miyuchet for a zav only. I don't know. We have to learn more. I don't know. Hash, if you're just sitting, if I'm sitting on a park bench, and you're over here, and you're over here, or you know what? Maybe you know it's not a bench. That's why it's not a bench. It's a board. It's not a moishav. It's no exactly. If it's like a park bench, you're right. You're right. I take it back. But it's not a park bench. This is a board, a plank of wood. A plank of wood is not called a mishkav or a moishav. Okay? It's not the plank of wood.
Yeah.
So therefore, if I'm sitting over here, one is, what's going on?
I have to look at the time, because I have to leave soon. Go ahead, 5 minutes.
If you're sitting over here, well, Zav is over here, the Sitar is over here, they're on a flat surface. Azoy, Zav here, a tar over here, and there's a plank of wood. Is the tar tame? No. But if this plank of wood, which is not a Mishkan of Vayishrav,
yeah.
What?
It's just so nice. I love this.
I'll buy you one.
Don't buy me. Kosher is that. Nice. No, I like the way the print. Cute. It's a cute. That's why you bought it. You probably thought it was cute.
No, I always need a sitter.
Good.
I always never sit around, so I have a sitter. And it's the convenient size to put in my bag over here, and it's kamat the same size as the Yitzhak Yoya sitter. They make the big letters, OCS Gedolos, and there's no margin, so it's very popular. It didn't cost that much, it only cost a few dollars. Something like that. And it came out, when it came out, it was on sale. They gave it a very big discount when it came out. It came out a while, from a year ago. When they first released it, they wanted to get it out to flood the market.
Right.
So they gave it away. Bechinam.
How much is Bechinam?
Very little. Now I'm sure the price shot up through the roof. Okay, so over here, if it's a piece of, if it's a Mishkan of Ramayshav, it's a park bench,
Then
and the Zav and the Tar are sitting together, nothing happens. But if they're on a seesaw, and one goes up, one goes down, then within the previous mission becomes then the tar becomes tummy because of the zav. So a boat is a seesaw. A raft is a seesaw. A donkey is a seesaw because it goes up and down. You're totally not paying attention.
Okay, a seesaw.
Let's you understand?
Yeah, seesaw. It's a seesaw. A boat is a seesaw.
Right. So therefore, Allah will have to make a big day tar to make a shum be made a zav. Behem avatumma. Shehoyel, the Aslin of Asta, this boat Asta, the Behema, Miss Noididois, Choshishim Shema Doras Azov Albide Hatar, maybe the Idoras, the Yeshva Matam, Shoshim Shema Hechria Hatar Esazov. The Tar caused him to move up, the Nidla Hazov Albide Hatar.
Caused him to what?
Hechria means a seesaw, he caused him to
go up. Hechria means to bow.
Hechria means to, you know, like a scale. When you measure something on a scale and one side goes down. That's called machria. Shechayshishim. We are concerned. There's a possibility. Shema, maybe the chria hatares azav. The tar.
What does that mean?
It caused the zav to go up. The chria means the tar caused the zav to move up. The zav went down, and the tar went up. When you're on a boat, there are waves.
Okay, I heard you.
The nidler has zavug the hatar. The lawyers have begodim. The clothing. To me, as tam esumas midrash. Yashu. Let's say azav azra had neser on a board. Ha keresh. Oy al sasso a bench. Oy al ha goshish shel mita. For eitz a machaber chelki ha mita. It's a piece of wood. Ha goshish. We need some pictures now. Ha goshish shel mita. For eitz a piece of wood. Ha machaber es chelki ha mita. V'yesh varishem eitz shetachas kari ha mita. Ooh, Shabbos HaGadol, the piece of wood that's tachas beneath the Kari Hamita, Mama Shabbos HaGadol here, V'yal ha'uch loynus, a pole.
So what are all these things?
Let's see, they sit. Nesra is a board, they sit on a board, or y'al ha'sas on a bench, they sit on a board on a bench, or y'al ha'goshish shalmita, a gosh, a special type of board that's on a bed. I don't know if we really need a picture
to see what
it is. It's a b'chaba, 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 it's a a piece with only the carry meter, the al ha'ach loinus, ha'kaki loinus, the pole ha'moit. Ha'k loinus, what's a cleanse in ha'moit, means a pole. As man shem mag mach girin, shaneseve ha'safsov ha'goshish ha'k loinus, enem kivuim bimukaimam, they're loose. When it says over here, mach girin means they're loose. Okay, a new vocabulary word today. Elam mis noi o'im, kichiger. They are shaking like a chigir, like a chigir. What's a chigir? Chigir is a lame. A person that's missing a foot. In the foot, lekan, lekan. The person that does not, the chigir, his feet do not work. So he wobbles. They're wobbling. Olu hazav ve'atar. So what is halacha? Halacha is olu hazav ve'atar bi'ilan. So what is halacha? Let's go by. Let's see further. Olu hazav ve'atar bi'ilan. She'kei chayra. A weak tree. V'haynu kol she'en ba'oi ve'hak ikra. L'choyk ba'oi ve'hakaf. There's not in the thickness of the tree to carve out a quarter of a calf. What is that? Oyshalu besocha or a branch of klechara, but onaf dak the ilan, but onaf dak a weak branch or the ilan yafeh, a strong tree. I feel the buchaberes asoich lilan shekach yafeh. Even though the branch is attached to a strong tree, but you went on the branch. Oyshalu besulam mitri in an Egyptian ladder. Shul katan very small. Was manch in kavur bemismar lekayisel. So it's not attached to the wall. Mitoyach kachu misnadeid ilan mitri. The ladder is not attached to the wall, so therefore it shakes. It shakes back and forth. Also, all the kevish and the ram, hagesha shel hamadrega, v'al koyra bimi al delos in the door. Zman sheinim asuim betit, sheinim mechubadim b'lamokum betit. Tineim hatar nitma b'machmas hesed azar. Oh, a new din. What's the new din? Hesed. Hesed. What's hesed? If a zav causes something to move, then the object becomes tamei, and anything upon that object becomes tamei as well. So all the common denominator of all of these items listed in the Mishnah is their shake. It's a loose bench. All of these things, the nest, all these things, they're not firm. They're not firm. So you have a board. So you sit on the board shakes. You have a park bench. The bench is not going nowhere.
Hesed. What's hesed?
Movement. Hesed. Hesed means movement. Shehoil says, umis nad nidin bohem. They shake. All of these things, they shake. Shaky. Zekilu hisid azav. So the zav causes the tar to move. The azav hamesid es atar oiseh rishon lutoma. If a zav nagavazi tashin mitar shen choyish lehesid b'drav elu. These things he holds. It's not significant that it shakes. As chaz the Mishnah. Hazav hatar sheyashu bisvina azav and atar. They're sitting in the boat. So oish oish be'asta a raft oish rochvoy al gabi habeiman on an animal afal pish ain habeiman megim even though they're probably not touching megim harilu tameim midrash why so we want to shot him either because since
what's the difference between midrash and regular zav
midrash become an avatoma midrash and avatoma that's the difference and these things and hesed is a rishon midrash the person becomes avatoma that's a very important difference. Very important difference. The big debate of the Tumei Mishra Midras for him, Av HaTumma. In contrast to Hesed, where it says, Hatar Hesed, and Hesed, Zav HaMesed, Rishon LeTumma. Contrast, Av HaTumma, Rishon LeTumma. Okay, so it's Chaz the Mishra again. They're not touching a real Tumei Midras. Why? They're in proximity. The squishing against each other. So therefore there's a concern since these things are shaking up and down, the boat is going up and down, it's turbulence. That's the insight. All of these things is turbulence. So mainly there's a possibility that the Zav went into. Let's say Yashua Nes, there's no turbulence, but they're on a board. So there's no one is not gonna go shove himself on the other on a board. Oyala Safst or a bench. Oyala Goshish. Goshish is a shemita. It's a board which extends from the bed. Okay, you have a board extends from the bed. The al ha'ach loynos. There's a pole. They're climbing a pole together. Bizman shem mach girin. All of these things, they're loose. They're not firm. So when you go on the board or on the safsol or on the it shakes. So
when
they go on a tree.
Tell you what happens.
No, we're not finished yet.
Okay,
all the bilan shekechera. No, it's a continuation. They're all going to have the same halacha. A tree, shekechera. The tree is a small tree. A loose tree. Or a branch of a tree. The tree is gezunt, shtak. The tree is not going nowhere. But the branch of the tree is weak. And even though bilu yafeh, the soicha is kechera, even though it's attached to even that's yafeh. Or besula mitzri, bizman sheinikav b'masra. Or let's say you have a besula mitzri, Egyptian mail ladder, which is against the wall. I guess the soul mystery. I think the soul mystery is that it's like a roof ladder instead of like a regular ladder that has like a triangle ladder.
Yeah.
A soul mystery is against the wall.
Okay.
Okay. So soul mystery bizman shein kavu b'masmer. It's lean against the wall. It's not attached. Therefore, it's loose. It shakes. Yeah. Or al hakevesh a ramp.
There's
a ramp. A kevesh. Kevesh. Kevesh.
Okay.
What's a kevesh?
Okay, ramp,
again, no, I made a mistake. No, it's not a ramp. It's a gesha. You see, oh, Amadrego steps.
It's a bridge.
A bridge. So a bridge shake. You ever go to Brooklyn Bridge?
Go ahead.
Shakes. Al ha kevesh. The al ha koira. We're on a beam. The al ha delas. We're on a door. Okay, they're not attached with cement to the wall, so it shakes. To name why? Mishum Heset. Heset.
Oh,
and the male Rabbi Huda will be the Tawar, because it does not shake enough.
ICS the Shama. ICS the Shama.
All right? Satisfied?
It's not all right. If you would say, it's not all right.